Steve Hebner and Sarah Cave came up to Sitka from Washington State for a 3-day site visit this week. Their goal? To select an affiliation partner for Sitka Community Hospital by the end of the summer. During a work session with the Sitka Assembly Monday night, Hebner echoed the words of previous consultants that while Sitka Community has improved its cash flow and can meet its short-term needs, it is not sustainable in the long run as a standalone operation. Hebner described the hospital's balance sheet as, quote, somewhat vulnerable.
The good thing is you're headed in the right direction. The challenge is you don't have a lot of room for leeway if anything heads in the other direction.
Hebner's message? That in coming to an agreement with an outside entity, now the assembly can negotiate from a position of strength. Of the 12 organizations that were sent the Assembly's Request for Proposal, or RFP, 3 signaled their intent to respond by Monday's noon deadline. They are the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, Quorum Health Resources, and the collaborative entity of UW Medicine and RCCH Healthcare Partners. Not on the list is the proprietor of the Sitka Hotel, Rob Petrie, who voiced interest in buying the city-owned hospital last summer. Here's Cave.
We have not had any direct interaction with him at this point.
Speaking with KCAW, Cave said they're also in back-and-forth dialogue with Anchorage Regional Hospital to gauge their interest. Any organization that intends to submit a proposal for Sitka Community Hospital has until May 18th to do so. So think of Hebner and Cave like headhunters, but for healthcare. Hired for up to $100,000 to oversee this process, the consultants are now going to support these interested parties in crafting their proposals. Monday night, they gathered feedback directly from the assembly. The top goal of those in attendance was to mitigate current and future liabilities to the city and borough of Sitka, the biggest of which is $35 million owed to the state pension system over the next 2 decades. Assemblymember Richard Ween said whoever responds to the RFP must account for this big bottom line.
As you balance that against Sitka's finances, it becomes... five or six varies in the very, 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 very important zone. And therefore, the ideal solution is to keep Sitka Community going so through ongoing operations, they can cover the PERS.
Assembly members also wanted to see an affiliate that would increase the quality and scope of healthcare in Sitka, while recognizing the limitations of service on an island. Ween wanted to see a willingness of the applicant to partner with the city in the governance of the hospital. While recognizing the importance of local input, Assemblymember Kevin Knox added that some on the assembly would like to see the city exit the healthcare industry. Mayor Matthew Hunter drove that point home even further.
It hasn't been healthy for the hospital to have this uncertainty, and I recognize that. And it'd be nice if we could get it out of politics and have people who know how to run hospitals run the hospital and make the decisions that need to be made to keep the place viable and operating and healthy and basically meet its mission of providing the best possible care to Sitkins.
Since assembly members Steven Eisenbeiss and Aaron Bean were not in attendance, the consultants plan to reach out to them individually through City Attorney Brian Hansen and to meet separately with Ween. Here's Hansen.
Consultants have some questions for Mr. Ween because of his particular connection to the hospitals in town here. I would prefer a little bit of time outside of this meeting to ask them some questions.
The proposers they select will be announced on June 6th. They'll coordinate site visits and oral presentations this summer. And the preferred proposal is scheduled to be chosen on August 28th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.